in the Prattville Town Center. Call 285-7200 for an appointment or visit on the web at williammasonsalon.net.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Rest assured, you'll get your money's worth. Radio show, it has a power. You gotta see the show. It's a dynamo. You gotta see the show. It's rock and roll. Oh, right before your eyes, we will laugh from the skies. And he laughs until he cries. And he dies, and he dies.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu.
I've always treated women with dignity and respect.
Brett Kavanaugh pushes back the Supreme Court nominee sitting next to his wife, speaking with Fox's Martha McCallum to insist he never sexually assaulted anyone.
Now we have two accusations of sexual misconduct by Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Writing her own letter, Dr. Christine Ford, who accused Kavanaugh of sexual assault while drunk at a high school party, wrote Senator Chuck Grassley this weekend saying, "While I am frightened, please know my fear will not hold me back from testifying, and you will be provided with the answers to all of your questions."
Fox's Ed Lawrence. The president and Republican leaders are accusing Democrats of a smear campaign. President Trump also expected to take aim at Iran when he addresses the UN General Assembly in a few hours. Iran's Revolutionary Guards calling the president evil and adventurous. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Amazon's Alexa is taking over your house. What's next? Introducing Amazon Toilet.
Alexa, toilet seat up.
Ready for you to wee-wee.
Let Alexa help you do your business.
Alexa, I've been partying all night.
Sit down on the floor and hug me. I'll hold your hair.
Alexa, you're my best friend.
They're there.
Alexa, toilet seat down.
Initializing toilet paper, ready for doo doo caca.
Amazon Toilet. When you need to go, let Alexa know.
Oh boy, someone had Mexican last night.
It looks like this morning's show is ready to go. Are you ready, Greg Budell?
I want to get into it, man. You know, like a sex machine, man.
How about you, Jay Scott?
Yes!
Okay.
Yes!
All right.
Yes!
Emily?
Yes!
Are you sure you're ready?
Oh, hell no.
Emily Hayes, are you ready?
Watch it, sucker.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Bailey the Wonder Dog, are you ready? And Rich Thomas, you're
incorrigible.
But are you ready to do some weather?
No problem.
Looks like we're all ready. Let me check back with Emily. Emily.
You're getting on my nerves.
I'll just take that as a yes.
That's a good idea.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
We're ready to charge into a Tuesday morning. Welcome. I'm Greg. Jay Scott is here.
Jay Scott.
We often call him that.
Yay, fun.
That's Emily, and now the incorrigible.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Some of you got some drenching rainfall yesterday, and if you didn't get any drenching rainfall at your house yesterday, today may be your day. I had about 0.95, so almost an inch of rain, and I know...
Yours was bigger than mine. At 0.83.
I got you. Airport only at 0.23, but that's the way it works. The eastern counties, you know, when you draw a line on U.S. Highway 231, north and south, generally along and west of that line, just about everybody got wet. east of that line, a few towns got skipped, so maybe today will be different. Limited sunshine, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms again, especially this afternoon and this evening. High today, 89. Tonight's low, 73. Tomorrow and Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms become more numerous, especially afternoon and evening. Highs in the mid to upper 80s both days. Then on Friday, more scattered storms, 89 for a high. Saturday and Sunday, storms thin out a bit. High temperatures return to 90 or above by the weekend. Right now this morning, east winds at 5 miles per hour. Up till a few minutes ago, that beautiful moon was still bright. 94% relative humidity. Temperature is 71 at 610.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
You said there was something in the interstate there?
Yes, between Ann and Perry Hill exits, mm-hmm. I-85 North. When I came in about 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 minutes ago, mm-hmm. somebody's whole bumper was in the second to right lane.
Crossways across
the... Yeah, it's like it fills the whole lane. Yeah. So just beware, you're probably going to play a big game of kick the can on 85 today with that thing being kicked around.
Take it easy. We don't want any accidents out there.
Yeah.
And if there are any accidents, let me refer you to our friends at MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body. Having an accident is no fun, obviously, but from a guy who's been their customer for over 30 years, let me tell you, Montgomery Paint and Body's attention to detail is absolutely amazing. I love to watch them work. I love to try to get inside their mind when they're looking at my car, and they've got their pads now, those electronic pads, and they're looking under things, and they're, it's just great to see their expertise. And I'm talking about Donnie Turner, Brandon Turner, and the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body. So your car is going to be fixed right. The insurance company is going to be happy when you call them and tell them you're taking your car to Montgomery Paint and Body, because they are straight shooters and always have been. When you get that phone call that your car is ready, that's when the big grin, big silly grin goes across your face. It goes across my face because I know not only is the car fixed right, it's going to be detailed. And it's going to be just great to pick up. So go by and see him. East Shirley Lane off the Eastern Boulevard. Tell him I said hi. Tell him I said to show you the Blue Water Wing over there. 27REC with a W is the phone number. 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Thanks, Rich. 612. We're going to have our most electrifying story in just a couple of minutes. An interesting night of TV last night, and just quite by accident. Tuned into Turner Classic, and they did they were doing a thing on Martin Scorsese. And they ran one of his very, very first documentaries, and it was just him in the old apartment house that his mom and dad lived in New York, talking about life and what it was like there, and about the different ethnic groups and stuff, and how they eventually figured out ways to get along because it was very contentious. Everybody looks today through this prism of this race, that race, and so forth. But for many years in America, it was Irish, Italian, Greek.
A melting pot.
It was. It didn't really become one immediately, though. You didn't violate the others. Territory. It was like that in Chicago, too. I heard those stories from that generation. Then the melting pot begins. You know, because there were times in Chicago when interracial marriages were like Irish and Polish or something.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So all of these boundaries and barriers have, you know, passed over time.
Is she Catholic?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. All of those things could be major issues.
Yep.
And it was really interesting because it was just his mom and dad talking at the table with no real formal documentary structure. And I could not stop watching it because it was like watching people I used to know.
Who ran it? You said TCM? TCM ran it?
Yeah. And I think it's on their on-demand now. It's called Italian Americana. And it was just really interesting because I heard those same conversations, you know, many years ago in Chicago. Yeah. Then a group that I never really paid much attention to, could never call myself a fan, they did The Last Waltz, which is the story of the band.
Right.
I could not stop watching that. And it was really interesting. It was about their last concert. They had a lot of big stars there, and they talked about, you know, the poor days and shoplifting cigarettes and bologna so they could eat.
Dang.
And I really found Robbie Robertson to be a really fascinating guy, because they would do a song from their final concert and then cut back to the guys talking about their history. And even though, like I said, I wasn't a big fan, I also did not realize they did create a lot of great music.
Did.
And
music from Big Pink is one of my favorites.
It was a real, and Martin Scorsese produced that.
Did he?
In the, I think it was in the 70s. When the band, I think they'd been together for 12 years, they just decided to...
The Last Waltz.
And it was really, really well done. And the guest appearances by some of the stars at the time. Neil Diamond, when he had a full head of hair. Bob Dylan, when he still looked fairly... Joni Mitchell. And...
Well, the band was Bob Dylan's band, right?
As the guy once said...
Not a good-looking woman...
Especially on the close-ups. Made nice music. Very different when it came to folk singing and stuff. But I really found that to be an interesting and authentic look at what bands do and go through and stuff. Quite a few characters in that group. So that was my big Monday night, huh?
Cool.
Missed the football game, darn it. So anyway, we'll have that most electrifying story coming up in just a moment. All callers to the show qualify. LeBaron had an interesting open to his show yesterday.
Oh.
And again, remind me when he comes in, I got to ask. I actually applauded it. It was, he has been spending more time around Rich because he was
incorrigible.
But he was right.
No, that's just how he is.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, all about chronic callers and speech making and stuff like that. And get to the point, you're going to get buzzed. And I'm all for it. But see, the shows I do, I've been trying to put the happy back in happy hour and get away from politics. Once this Kavanaugh thing is over, we'll get like a break until the midterm election. But even with that yesterday, we still had a good time talking about a whole bunch of other stuff. At 17 after, coming up, we've got Rich's timeline for the 25th of September. Jay will have random facts next hour. That'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz. It'll get a little bit louder when we get closer to it. But right now, we got your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Tuskegee police are investigating a homicide. They say David Wright IV was found shot early Sunday morning on Martin Luther King Highway. He later died at the hospital. No arrests have been made at this time. The Selma police officer shot over the weekend is expected to make a full recovery, but we now know he was not wearing a bulletproof vest due to the lack of equipment. Now some city leaders are calling for an increase in money for more police equipment. And we're learning more about the Agricultural, Recreational, and Performing Arts Center and the works for the town of Pike Road. The first phase will include a livestock arena, multi-purpose building, and the possibility of ball fields. The $1.8 million facility will be built on Trotman Road. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
They're seriously so funny.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever thought of selling real estate? We have a new class starting on Thursday, September 13th, right here in Montgomery at our office in East Chase. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m. We encourage you to call us for all the details. The class is filling up now. Active live class with an instructor that sells and lists real estate with 41 years in experience. Topics include license law, property law, appraisal, pricing property, and how to represent buyers and sellers. Discussion about buying rental property and managing property are also covered. Great training materials and books, lively discussions, and plenty of handouts will help you study. Classes are starting now. Please call 551-0225 or email Bogoodson at charter.net. That's 551-0225, Bogoodson Real Estate School.
Viva Medicare was ranked by U.S. News & World Report as the best Medicare Advantage plan in Alabama in 2018. This couldn't have happened without the help of our amazing members. So join us for Member Appreciation Day at your local Viva Health Cafe on Eastern Boulevard on September 26th from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Viva Medicare members can get their flu shot, and there will be plenty of food, prizes, and fun. Call 334-272-8882 to reserve your spot.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay, so what day is it?
Tuesday.
Tuesdays are better.
Better with caffeine.
Caffeine's a mood boost.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Who are you?
We're the number one show in hospitals and on sinking riverboat casinos.
I love this show.
What a freak show.
All right, let's begin.
Everyone have a good show.
Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
At 622, it's not very often you'll hear me applaud Congress for getting involved in anything, because usually anytime Congress gets its hands on something like your health care, it's, you know, bad news for everybody. However, they are looking into a bill that would require the airlines to restore legroom on their planes.
I saw that.
Oh, wow.
So it's not just that maybe we've gotten a little chunkier as we've gotten older.
Yeah.
The fact is, planes used to have about 35 to 36 inches of legroom in coach. Now it's less than 30. So if you feel like you're giving birth to yourself all over again because yep. you're required to sit in the fetal position for 3 hours,
true.
It's not your imagination.
True.
Less than 30 inches.
Yep.
I mean, for an average height person, that's cramped.
But how would they do that? They'd have to rip out seats and reposition.
They'd have to, you know, they've added rows to make more money. I don't understand how the airline survived all those years with better legroom, free luggage, mm-hmm. you know, up to a certain weight, 80 pounds or whatever it was. You know, all those things were just part of the price of a ticket, and now it's all a la carte. They charge you for every damn thing.
Yeah, even if you want a snack.
And then they make it as miserable as they possibly can.
True.
So I'm hoping that Congress, they've got a deadline on this Sunday to pass the bill or pass a short-term extension bill and deal with it later. I say the sooner the better. I might actually reconsider flying if I don't have to feel like I'm.
You should go to spend a couple of dollars and go first class and be comfortable.
If I could fly to Miami from Montgomery first class, that might be a consideration.
Yeah, because that long drive.
But here's the thing. By the time you got to get to the airport an hour early, assuming everything runs on time, your connections connect in Atlanta. Because I'm not a believer in driving to Atlanta to fly somewhere else.
Don't they have direct? They have direct from here to Orlando, right?
Right, but Orlando is still Sanford. Orlando Sanford is still 4 hours from Miami.
Okay.
So, assuming everything runs on time, you're still talking about 3 to 4 hours to get on the plane, it takes off, boom. Then whatever amount of time it takes to rent a car and go south from there, or connect to a Miami flight if you can. And I don't know that you can. because I think that's a separate airport. I'm not sure. I might do it, because with my daughter's busy married life going, I may have to just do a weekend. Fly down Friday, come back Sunday.
Yeah.
Whatever. I haven't seen her since she got married. October 7th will be 6 months. It's too long. It's
that,
making me
that long
pain.
Drive, man, I just hate it. Anything beyond 3 hours, I get really bored.
Mm-hmm. Here's Crawdad, our first caller of the morning at 6:24, just before the timeline, and our first look of the roads. What's up?
You were watching Scorsese, was it?
Yes.
That is quite a question, because right after that, you mentioned the band, Robbie Robertson, and I can't remember the other guy that played with him. When Robbie Robertson
Levi
did
Helm.
His solo album,
Weir.
Scorsese directed it.
Yeah.
And the hit song that I liked on there was Somewhere Down the Crazy River, and that was about him and a buddy that grew up in Arkansas.
I just thought,
what a coincidence. You watched Scorsese, who then did the directing on that very first video.
I just thought it was well done, and especially since it was about a band I had no passionate interest in, it held my interest. So well done, Martin Scorsese. Not because he's been waiting for approval from me his whole career.
Yeah.
Thanks, Crawdad. We appreciate the call at 6:25. Don't forget, every weekday afternoon when you call, you can register to become a Bob Howard's Big Shot. Got one more day to register for tomorrow's drawing. Win a tray of party wings and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. And we're celebrating some idiot's birthday tomorrow night.
Hey, now.
Maybe we can get the Butters family to.
He's not just
probably
any,
can't.
He's not just any idiot.
I'm sorry,
he's
Rich.
He's our idiot.
I missed what you just said.
You're not just any idiot.
That's what I thought you said. All right, traffic and the timeline. For the 25th of September next.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings on your special day. Do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We remain under the all clear. No problems so far. Interstate system's looking really good. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway, not too busy. Don't see anything on the 31 so far. Taylor Road and Vaughn Road, all good for you. Enroll now for the mini-term at Trenton State Community College. Admissions and financial aid must be processed before September 28th, and that's this Friday. Classes begin October 12th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm ready to party.
You've always got the people in the morning show.
My friends tell me I have a wicked sense of humor.
And you've got a great voice.
You need to do something about your coffee breath.
I love caffeine and monogamy.
We don't have any coffee.
Is there any more coffee?
Coffee? Coffee?
Taste Columbia's second largest cash crop.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values like a $40 mail-in rebate on a set of Uniroyal tires now through September 30th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
Time for the annual Cafco Outlet Tent Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop our 2 locations on Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cafco Tent Warehouse Sale this Friday, September 28th and Saturday, September 29th, 8 till 5.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
CBS Premiere Tuesday, starting with the season premiere of NCIS.
I'm back.
Then, he brought law and order to America. Now, Dick Wolf is bringing the FBI to CBS.
There's nothing the FBI does better than a manhunt.
Millions of lives on the line.
Job doesn't stop, so I don't.
FBI series premiere, followed by the season premiere of NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tonight.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm gonna sit around not doing anything. I won't play the guitar and I am not gonna sing. I'll just watch movies, take a nap and fix a drink. There must be 50 ways to go retire. Gonna watch Matlock and I'll order in some food. Then I'll go and answer the front door, totally in the nude. Call up Art Garfunkel and instigate a feud. There must be 50 ways to go retire. 50 ways to go retire. Take an afternoon nap, Jack. Eating all grandstand. Gonna play lots of golf, Rolf, as a retiree. Feeding the ducks, Chuck. I'm not gonna do much. Just put up my feet, Pete, as a retiree.
All right, cue the Piccolo Players at 6:31 with the time live for the 25th of September. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
268th day of the year, only 97 days are left. We are at Christmas Day, 3 months from today. How about that?
That's crazy.
It's National Comic Book Day.
Hey, hey.
Jay.
There you go. Hey, hey.
It's also National One-Hit Wonder Day. Now, our song of the day is not a one-hit wonder, but, you know, we should do a whole week somewhere.
Yes! Oh, I would be happy to help with that.
One-hit wonders. 229 years ago, 1789, Congress adopts 12 amendments to the Constitution, sent them to the states for ratification. 10 of those were later ratified as the Bill of Rights. 130 years ago, 1888, Jack the Ripper mailed his first letter to London's Central News Agency. He promised to cut the ear off the next woman he murdered, and sure enough, an earless body was found 5 days later. An author figured out the real identity of Jack the Ripper in 2014 using DNA test. It was a 23-year-old Polish immigrant, supposedly.
Yeah, they even suspected somebody in the royal family.
They did! Back then. It was a mystery for 100 years. 92 years ago, 1926, Henry Ford establishes the 8-hour, 5-day-a-week work day. Work week. 54, Elvis Presley makes his first and only appearance at the Grand Ole Opry. 57, under escort from the U.S. Army 101st Airborne Division, 9 black students enter the all-white Central High School in Little Rock. 1964, the Temptations began recording My Girl, went on to be their first U.S. number one and the first of 15 top 10 hits, perhaps the most classic bass guitar riff of all time. 1965, 59-year-old Satchel Paige pitches 3 innings, 59 years old. He did that, he was a Kansas City Athletics star, ageless wonder. Against the Boston Red Sox.
How many old Satchel get last night?
Satchel's page is dead. I don't know about that. Now our song of the day. And for the second day in a row, it just happens to come from the same year, 52 years ago. It's one of the great rock and roll songs of all time. It's the fall of 1966. In the School of Broadcasting students, this intro is loaded with lots of hooks. I count 5 packed into 27 seconds. In fact, here's an important one. Right here. They're from Birmingham, England, that is, called the Spencer Davis Group, but make no mistake about it, the star is a young 16-year-old lead singer, Stevie Winwood. Give me some lovin'. How about it, Stevie? Hey!
Yeah.
good one. Got some more great stuff as the week goes on.
That is a jam.
As the week goes on.
I think tomorrow we have Steely Dan. And, oh, and then we have Moody Blues on somebody's birthday Thursday.
How exciting.
Ooh.
48 years ago in 1970, Partridge Family debuts on ABC. 38 years ago. 1980, legendary Led Zeppelin drummer John Bonham died in bed after a binge. He downed 40 shots of vodka. Kids don't do that. He suffocated on his own vomit. The group chose to disband after that, replaced by their friend. They didn't want to replace their friend. He was only 32, by the way.
Oh, man.
21 years ago in 1997, Marv Albert pleaded guilty to assault and battery for biting a woman in a hotel room. NBC fired him a few hours later. That's only part of the weird story. 13 years ago, 2005, Get Smart superstar Don Adams passed away at the age of 82. 2016, Arnold Palmer died at the age of 87, four times Masters champ. 2017, a year ago on this date, ex-New York Congressman Anthony Weiner sentenced to 21 months in jail for sexting an underage girl. We've got some birthdays. Mark Hamill is 67. Luke, I am your father. Will Smith is 50. He's bungee jumping in the Grand Canyon today for his 50th birthday.
I don't care.
Michael Douglas is how old?
74.
74 is correct.
Dadgummit.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is 49. That's Mrs. Michael Douglas, by the way.
They have the same birthday. They're both Lucas.
How about
too?
That? Yeah. Scottie Pippen, 53 today, NBA Hall of Famer. Heather Locklear, how old is she?
56.
54.
56 was close. 57 is, you were going to say 57, weren't you, Jay?
Totally.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Potsy, on Happy Days, is he above or below 70?
He's above 60.
He's above 60, all right.
He's above 70.
He's above 70? He's 69 today.
No!
Show.
I had him on my show.
Yeah, you,
was so we had him nice on this guy? Show.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, he called in. We talked to him on this show.
He was pitching something, though, I think, wasn't he? He was trying to pitch
something. They're all pitching something if they want to be on the show.
Cheryl Teague still looks good at 71, huh? Barbara Walters looks awful at 89.
Oh.
Christopher Reeve is looking even worse. I'm sorry, he's dead. Christopher Reeve would have had a birthday today. Man, brutal.
Rich.
Birthday season is 3 days away. Gregory Benjamin is the first up. Did you know our boss, Rick Peters, is older than Greg? That's widely known. His birthday's tomorrow. Hey, one day older is one day older, right?
For one day, I get to go into his office and say, hey, old man, how you feeling?
36 days we are till Halloween. 40 days till the clocks change. Thanksgiving just 58 days away. Santa works again in 91 days. The sleigh's still in the shop, but they're installing the new GPS, the side radar and stuff. And hey, hey, our countdown to the River Region Royal Wedding, which started in the 300s, is now down to just 122 days. And that's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. 638.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensing number 17022.
Okay, and that's me with the weather, right? I was so busy with my thumb
weather.
In the air.
Yeah, no.
limited sunshine today. There's a little bit of, it's a nice looking sunrise, by the way. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms getting going again today, especially this afternoon and this evening. I see a couple on the radar right now, but none in the immediate metro area. Tomorrow and Wednesday, showers and storms become more numerous, especially afternoon and evening, mid to upper 80s both days. Then Friday, scattered storms, 89 for a high. Saturday and Sunday, storms thin out quite a bit, but they're still around. High temperatures return to 90 or above, so just a regular summertime weekend here in the fall. And once this morning, once again, we have partly cloudy skies, 94% humidity, east winds at 5 miles per hour. Temperature is 71 now at 6:39.
You say 1 minute?
One minute.
We have 1 minute inside a woman's head coming up, by the way. It's very funny today. Because guess who else has a birthday today? Gail does.
Oh, yay, Gail.
You know, I got for my birthday, I got a screen door.
Yes.
And it was installed by... Jones Brothers last week, and it is just such a wonderful thing. Like yesterday with the rain, just open the door and hear the rain. It was really great, looks fantastic. And when Rich finally gives me my birthday cold front, it'll let that nice, cool, fresh air out the house, because I think keeping everything closed up over the summer kind of stales up the house. Take a look at all that Jones Brothers has to offer at jbroof.com. There may be a birthday pheasant in there for you, or call them at 800-264-8009. JBRoof.com.
Now it's 6:40. A lot of people say kids aren't as independent these days. I may agree with that because we don't allow them to be. And a new survey looked into how much times have changed since we were kids.
Yes, over 1,000 parents were asked about 5 different activities if they'd let a 10-year-old do them today without supervision. Now, the survey found that 68% of parents let their 10-year-old walk or ride their bike to school alone, but only 43% would let their kids do that now. And only 26% of parents would let them play at a public park by themselves.
And I know that none of us here have kids, but I feel like my experience in this industry, because we report on a lot of child abductions and sexual assaults and stuff like that, I would be one of those helicopter parents, I feel like. There's a lot to talk about. Let's hear from the morning show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
By the way, helicopter parents, that's passé. The current trend is lawnmower parenting, and the one to follow that will be bulldozer parenting, where parents completely level the field.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of either one of those. It's amazing where, because, Olivia, you're right. The news is filled with horrible stories, but we never worried about that. I walked to school. I walked to kindergarten, you know, half a mile.
Yeah, I walked to school, and but we walked in little groups, but it was a different time. It wasn't as dangerous a world as it was back then.
Where did all these dangerous people come from? It's not where they were in hibernation or something and waiting for a different era to come out?
Well, you know, what do you think
about some of the stories we've had just in the last 10 years. You know, J.C. Dugard, who was abducted on her way to on her walk to school.
Right.
Elizabeth
right.
Smart, who was abducted out of her bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I just, I feel like this business has ruined me. You know, I'm just going to worry about all that stuff all the time.
It would only be natural doing what you do to be kind of an overprotective parent. But there was, we did the story last week about disinfectants.
Right.
Houses that are too clean are bad for kids because they're not their bodies are not adapting to the bacteria they need.
Their immune system needs to...
Their immune systems are weak, and they gain weight because they don't have the right amount of stomach bacteria. So you can go too far with almost anything to somebody's detriment. So that's why I've stopped cleaning my house.
I know growing up for me, my mom is a pediatric intensive care nurse. So she was very, very protective. She knew how tying your shoe could send you to the hospital, felt like. So everything that we did was very monitored growing up because she knew how it could turn really bad.
Ryan's parents let him play with the hogs out in the yard.
We were not allowed in the summertime. My mom sent us out in the morning, and she said, you can have lunch outside, and then you can come in when it's dark.
But we'll see you later.
I lived out in the middle of nowhere,
so I didn't get to
walk to school because that would have been a 20-mile bus ride. You know, but
our summers
I stayed outside a lot.
Yeah, I did too growing up. In the summers, we would spend at least a month at my grandparents' farm.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, you know, they lived 40 minutes outside of Birmingham, and they worked in downtown Birmingham. So my sister and I, 10, 12 years old, were staying at the farm by ourselves during the day until the cows got out.
Did you wear bike helmets?
No.
We didn't.
No.
And you could tell I've never had a serious head injury.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure.
We used to take public transportation to Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time I ever got in trouble was the one time I snuck down without permission. I got hit by a bus. That taught me a lesson.
I was remembering when the first time that our folks went out of town for a few hours, like 4 hours, yeah. And we were maybe 13, you know, about that. But, you know, that's a tough decision for parents, right?
On how, well, you were incorrigible as a young man.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I guess.
I did get hit by a bus, yes. That's what we could
do. My parents not to do anything stupid while they were on leave.
That's where the real danger was.
Yeah. The real danger is when they got home.
Right, you are.
All right, guys, we got to wrap it up. It was good to talk to you. We'll
likewise.
See you tomorrow.
See you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
For your time and attention to this matter. It is 6:44.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we haven't taken a look at traffic before we head down to the traffic dungeon. And we come back with today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy. A reminder that with Christmas less than 100 days away, a birthday or an occasion that could come along at almost any time, Brian Jewelry in Prattville has saved the day for so many people who went into those occasions stuck for a gift idea. Rather than just throw money at something, why not talk to people who are experienced at guiding people to a gift that makes a statement like, hey, I really put some thought into this idea for you. And about one way you can do that, if you know somebody's a passionate fan of Auburn or Alabama, they've got a whole showcase of really beautiful merchandise, including watches, soft leather checkbooks, rings, pendants, and more that celebrate the greatest rivalry in sports. Or how about an idea that's just built from scratch? You don't need to hire a graphic designer. They're professional jewelers. They can do that. But the sooner you go, the sooner you'll get the ball rolling. And when you have those major gifts out of the way, you'll enjoy the holidays a lot more and kind of get focused on what they're all about to begin with. So stop by Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, or online at brianjewelry.com. Down to the traffic dungeon, and then the cheap and trashy for today. There's quite a bit of stuff, too.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No accidents, no delays reported so far. There is still some leftover little wet spots here and there around on the interstate systems and so forth. So be careful with that this morning. But by and large, everything moving along real well on 65 and 85. Ann Street looks good. Don't see anything around the boulevard. And it looks like Atlanta Highway is doing real well. Midtown Plaza has it all. Shop Ross, dress for less. Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. I'm a Clinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. Simple acts of hospitality will be appreciated more than we know. I love sandwiches, but sandwiches I make never seem quite as good as those others make for me. Researchers at Carnegie Mellon University have discovered a reason for this. Apparently, when we make our own sandwiches, we spend more time thinking about eating them and imagining eating something usually makes you less hungry for it. So when someone else makes a sandwich for us, we enjoy it more than if we make it ourselves. This should encourage us the next time we feel insecure about inviting guests into our homes. In Romans 12:13, the Apostle Paul said we should always be eager to practice hospitality. He knew that kindness and generosity are always appreciated, and that even a simple meal with good conversation feels like a feast to somebody who's lonely. So who can I invite over for dinner this week? Chances are they'll like my cooking more than their own, and they'll appreciate my hospitality. It's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food Fuel Citgo. You want to unleash your brain's potential? Well, we brought back a great Southern tradition to do just that. Get an ice-cold 20-ounce RC Cola for 99 cents or two Moon Pies for only 99 cents. Just make it a combo. Energize your brain by putting smart fuel in your stomach. RC Cola and Moon Pies at United Food and Fuel, home of the 99 cent special and quality tri-clean top-tier gasoline.
United Food. Right. Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Ooh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton.
Roses for a blue lady.
Recording, TV, and movie star Wayne Newton, live Thursday, February 7th at Impact. Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for...
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton, live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Welcome to today's edition of the Cuban Trash Can. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV at 6:50. Asia Argento, one of the founders of the Me Too movement, who was later found to be paying off a young man under the age of 18, says that she and Anthony Bourdain cheated on each other, and it wasn't a big deal. I think this statement means I had nothing to do with his suicide.
He's dead.
How about this little gossipy observation from New York, where Al Pacino was seen furniture shopping. He's 78. He was furniture shopping with his 39-year-old girlfriend.
Hoo-ah.
Now, what could he possibly want with somebody that young?
I don't know. Hoo-ah. But don't most guys...
Let me hit the sound effect.
Sorry. Don't most guys, you know, they hit him in the arm and go, yeah, good for you.
You guys couldn't see Rich's impression of that, but I wish you could.
Oh, would you do that again?
Hey, man, good for you.
Now he's red.
He's an easy blush. Okay. Martellus Bennett says black people could make Quidditch bigger than the NFL. I don't know why he's limiting it to just black people, but... The former NFL tight end hosts an online show called Mostly Football for Yahoo. Earlier this month, he did a segment where he played Quidditch with an actual team in L.A. Remember the Flimp Festival they used to have?
Yeah,
Shakespeare?
They still do, yeah.
Yeah, they, I believe they added Quidditch to the activities
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but then they started kneeling, and I got away from that.
It's about spit my
incorrigible.
God.
My only regret is that I didn't think of that joke and he did.
This guy this morning says, I'm just going to have a little bit of coffee because I'm not going to be very sharp. And then this is what we get. I think you're doing just fine.
Speculation. Speculation on who might replace Julie Chen on The Talk. Right now the leading name is Rosie... O'Donnell.
Oh, really? Was she once on one of those
shows? The View. She was on The View.
And I believe they booted her off, right?
They did.
I don't mean this in a rude way to people that enjoy those shows. I cannot keep up with what's going on because they all start getting fired up and talking over each other and they're mm-hmm. rude and disrespectful to each other. Their coworkers and their voices hit this register that I can't.
No.
It's just like a hen house.
The NFL may want to add Cardi B to the halftime show because apparently just Maroon 5's a little...
Not going to do it.
...white bread in a game being played in Atlanta. In fact, there's a lot of Hocking and China going on in our...
She's had a kid, though.
...city in Georgia because it's the home to hip-hop, and they want a hip-hop halftime show.
Oh, no.
I mean, I can understand that. I can understand it.
I don't think so.
And now it's time... Let's see if I can reenact this. Hold on a second. It's time for the Super Bowl 53 halftime show featuring... this guy. Oh, he can't do the halftime show. He's dead.
Well, maybe they, was, is that Korean guy available?
Psy? he might be. Now, that would be kind of cool to see 80,000 people doing Gangnam all at once, right? Cher said she'd do a duet with anyone but Madonna. I don't know if she was talking about singing or something else.
Oh, I see where you're stepping.
I'm just, this is my job. This is why we call it the cheap and trash.
I see.
Ace Frehley from Kiss will be the best man at your wedding. It'll only cost you $6,000.
Sold!
Really, that's not, when you look at wedding costs, it's not too out there.
Eric, I don't know who you've chosen, but I've picked for you.
$6,000 to be exact. If you'd rather have him walk the bride down the aisle, he can do that too.
Never mind, Eric. I found something else for
you. You want us to...
He's freely is going to walk you down the aisle.
I haven't committed yet on what I'm getting you.
Oh, God, Rich.
Sorry, Pops.
I don't need Ace Frehley at the wedding.
Somebody recently told Kelly Ripa online that she looks too old for her husband, Mark Consuelos. They're both 47 years old.
Oh,
man.
She looked older when she was on All My Children, though. She was a little older than she was.
Olivia from Alabama News Rising posted a thing on her Facebook page yesterday about some of the things that viewers will send to them about how they look.
You wouldn't believe working at a TV station what calls are fielded about the women who work on the air, even the guys, but mainly the women.
Yeah,
it's vicious.
You're looking fat and all this other stuff.
It's
horrible.
Vicious. It's awful. And they get letters from prison.
Well,
I swear.
We get letters from prison here from time to time.
Dear WAKA, Rich Thomas is...
adorable.
Clint Eastwood's daughter, Francesca... gave birth to a baby boy, naming him Titan Wraith, W-R-A-I-T-H, Eastwood. Titan Wraith Eastwood.
That's an interesting name.
Grandpa said...
are you sure you want to do that?
You knew that was coming. You know, big fuss in the NFL when the New England... I mean, Tom Brady's not going to play forever. The Patriots are off to a really bad start. But they traded backup quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo to the San Francisco 49ers, who promptly signed him to this gigantic $100 million plus deal. Guess what? He's out for the year.
Wow.
With a knee issue. Let's see. And Weezer put Weird Al into the video for their version of Africa in Africa News this morning.
God, I'm over it.
Rarely does a day pass.
We have an Africa segment now.
It doesn't come up. It's pretty amazing.
I don't think their cover is very good at all.
It's amazing.
Oh, I love it.
I think it's so safe.
You know where that comes from, right? I love it.
The Naked Gun? The first one or the second one?
Second one.
Yeah. Swimming in raw sewage. I love it.
It's Tuesday. It's the last day for the weekly specials at Food Outlet. They change tomorrow. But if you want to stock up on USDA New York strip steaks at $4.74 a pound, I would find time to stop by there today and do that. Got a bunch of that. And now, can you have steak tomorrow?
Yeah, you bet.
The steak we will have tomorrow. And by the way, Food Outlet is where you find Cricket Dust. It's the greatest all-purpose seasoning on the planet. It's also where you find Seven Pepper. Comes in a tiny jar. Just ask them in the spice aisle if you can't find it. And that is by far, that's better than ground pepper, in my opinion. I use that in just about everything I bake, from the hash brown casserole to a shake on the steaks that meatloaf, I grill for you guys.
Do meatloaf and the...
Yes, absolutely. We may do fried bologna Friday this week. Ziegler bologna. It was only two packages for $3, so I bought two packages of the thick slice. So fried bologna swamiches with cheese,
mustard.
Oh, we got lots of yellow mustard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be able to squirt away. And Bama jelly. Bama jelly is $1.52 a jar, and it's good, especially the grape. We keep that in the house as well. Don't forget to put the Chips Ahoy. Chips Ahoy cookies are $2.25 a package, and those are the specials. Everything in the house costs plus 10 at Food Outlet with three locations, Highway 14 and Postcard Lake Millbrook. Food Outlet in the preferred community on Main Street, and I'll see you at Coliseum Boulevard every Sunday morning, sending Bailey Grahams from the chicken department. And you'll